T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I go way back with Congressman Reschenthaler. When he was a magistrate, I would bring him a Get Marty problems. He would resolve them immediately. Guy gets it. I'll tell you a great story. I was on the air one day talking about a woman who needed an air conditioner desperately. Turns out she was in his district. Guy Reschenthaler drove to a Lowe's or Home Depot, and he bought an air conditioner and brought it to her house. It's a fact, Jack. So when we talk, it says someone I trust and know and have great faith in as a leader in Washington joins me this morning, Republican Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. How are you, my man?
Good, Marty. Thanks for having me back on. I always enjoy it.
Hey, you sent me a note last night that I find intriguing. You're convinced this is headed to the courts. Tell me why, sir.
I am convinced, Marty. You know, I'm out here on the ground. The enthusiasm for the president and in the polling lines is clearly very, very high. But we've got to remember that more Republicans are voting in person.
True.
More Democrats
True.
Have voted by mail.
True.
Additionally, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has created a recipe for fraud. The fact that you can hand in ballots 3 days after the polls close tonight, that you don't need signature verifications, you don't need a postmark, et cetera. So there's going to be a lot of discrepancies because I predict that Trump will win at the close of the polling tonight. However, as the absentee ballots are counted, that lead will narrow. And then the issue of the fraudulent ballots, if we do have fraud in Philadelphia and elsewhere, that will then kick this to the court. So I'm telling people, don't expect an early result tonight. I think that the Supreme Court or some court will end up settling the election in Pennsylvania.
He's lost in every court so far. It's not good for Trump.
It's not, but the situation is different this time, Marty. What's going to happen is that those that are committing fraud are going to try to commingle the ballots that come in after tonight, meaning they're going to try to take those ballots and mix them with the ballots that were lawfully sent in through absentee voting. And that's
Guy, hold on. I've got to stop you.
Yeah.
What evidence you have to suggest that? Because they've looked at, and we've had this talk, billions of ballots
right.
with a B. 143 cases of fraud in 20 years. One case of fraud in Allegheny County in more than 20 years. What evidence you have of this, what I consider to be ridiculous, a commingling conspiracy?
Yeah, so we've got a few examples. First off, the Supreme Court has already said in what's called dicta, which is advice that the ballots should not be commingled. The ballots that come in after 8 o'clock tonight should not be commingled. The Supreme Court has said that first and foremost.
Right.
Second, we know that just in my district, PA 14,
yep.
ballots have been sent out that have already been pre-filled for certain candidates. We know that. The district attorney of Fayette County is actually looking into that. Also, we know that in places like Butler and elsewhere, there's been destruction of ballots. Now, you can say that's just disgruntled postal employees, or you can say it's somebody that's actually trying to commit fraud. I don't want to guess at their motives, but we know that we've been seeing this go on. So, and again, I would just...
I haven't seen any evidence of fraud. And as I mentioned, 143 cases and 4 billion ballots looked at. Seems as if it's very, very rare. It seems as if Trump is trying to raise doubt because he's convinced, and he's convinced great men like you that he's going to lose, and the only way to win is to create this idea that there's a conspiracy.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. We know, again, we know that just in my own district, there's been pre-filled out ballots. I mean, the DA of Fayette County is already looking into this. And again, there's numerous examples of these of ballots being destroyed. From the start. But if you look at the actions of the radical left this summer, from blinding federal officers with lasers to setting buildings on fire to the violent riots and the looting.
God, what the hell does it have to do with votes fraud today, man? Come on, guy. You're trying to create doubt. You're trying to create doubt because you know your guy's going to lose. I mean, that's how it comes off. Would you not agree? That's how it comes off.
Well, no. Well, Marty, no. I'm trying to give a sober prediction of the fact that I think the PA court is going to get involved. That's me trying to put on my judicial cap and trying to be fair and neutral.
Well, I've known you for we're pushing 15 years now, and we've never, ever in any election talked about fraud. Now, because Trump's presidency is on the line, suddenly there's fraud. My doubt about this whole theory is that it's new in news because it's Trump. If it was anyone else, it wouldn't matter. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, Marty, let's just take a step back,
yes,
because
sir,
I think we are talking a lot about fraud, but I do have a more nuanced argument than that. What I started off talking about was the fact that you're going to have a greater proportion of Republicans voting today in
person. 100% agree.
The mail-in ballots are going to be disproportionately Democrats.
I agree.
We know that Democrats. So that is why we're probably going to go to a recount and go into the courts.
Right.
That was my main point.
Sure.
Now, the fraud issue, separate, I do think we're going to see some fraud issues. But the real reason why I'm saying we're probably going to end up in the court is the disparity of how these two parties vote.
Why wouldn't you want the mail-in ballots that came in early to be counted? Because that's how you're positioning yourself. Why wouldn't you want the majority of the Democratic ballots? And he's right. It's like 3-1 Democrats vote early because, in essence, the Republicans didn't trust the process. Why wouldn't you want those votes to be counted, sir? Because it sounds like you don't want Democratic votes counted.
No. That's not what I'm saying. There's a difference between the ballots that have already been received and the ballots that will come in after tonight at 8 p.m.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. And so the ballots that came in today by 8 o'clock that are postmarked for today,
right,
that is one thing. Those are absentee ballots.
Sure.
The risk, Marty, and what I'm talking about is I'm talking about the ballots that will be received Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The fact that the Supreme Court has extended that deadline does not require signature verification and no postmark. That is the recipe for fraud, and that is what the courts have said. Those ballots cannot be commingled with the absentee ballots that have been received already.
But several other states have already done that for years, and they've never had an issue. Why would it be an issue in Pennsylvania, guy?
Well, there have been issues. We know in the Al Franken race, for example, there were mysterious ballots that were found that brought in Al Franken in the Senate. There were colleagues of mine in 2018 that were in orientation with me from places like California that allow ballot harvesting. They were actually taken out of freshman orientation for Congress and replaced with other candidates. We also know, and again, calling balls and strikes,
yes, sir,
we know that there was an individual in North Carolina who was a Republican that had to step down and his election was vacated because of voting fraud. So that's why when a lot of people say, and so there's examples on both sides. That's
sure.
why when people say there's no example of fraud, I could give you a litany.
I didn't say no example. I said 143 cases in 3 billion ballots. I don't see it, and you do. I respect and admire, you know that we've been friends forever, and your position is well taken. And let's do this. Let's make sure folks get out and vote today, because a significant number, he's right on, a lot more Republicans are voting today, are they not, Guy?
They are. And I'll tell you what, I was at the polls in Washington County, long lines. I'm about ready to head to Westmoreland. I anticipate long lines, and that's good, because Americans should be out of the polls voting. And again, there's a difference between absentee voting, which is fine, in this gratuitous mail-out system where it's 100% mail-in ballots like Washington State does. But at the end of the day, Marty, it's a great day. It's Election Day. Get out and vote. And thank you to all the people that are braving it, working the polls. And that's a civic duty unto itself.
Guy, you're my man. Thanks for your time, sir.
Hey,
always appreciate you.
Have a great day. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!